The Pennsylvania House has once again passed a transit funding bill in hopes of staving off looming SEPTA service cuts. The state Senate will take up the bill tomorrow afternoon, but as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward, the GOP majority has rejected several similar funding plans.
In an effort to make dedicated transit funding more palatable to the state Senate, House Democrats are including several GOP asks, including increased funding for rural roads and highways and greater state oversight over SEPTA. Despite those additions, all but seven House Republicans oppose the bill, which doesn't bode well for its chances in the GOP-controlled Senate. Republican State Rep. Kari Benninghoff says there's no guarantee the funding will fix SEPTA's issues, adding in his words, it surely won't happen by SEPTA's August 14th deadline.
No bill today being passed is going to stop that on the 14th. I don't know if that date's arbitrary or not, but the system here will not allow that to happen timely.
Transportation Committee Chairman, Philadelphia Democrat Ed Nielsen, calls that deadline as real as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, adding the pain of SEPTA cuts will be felt well beyond southeastern PA.
And I think that's the part that you're not grasping. You will get hurt. Everybody in this Commonwealth is going to get hurt. Because if we shut down the economic engine by not getting people to jobs in Philadelphia and southeast PA, there is no taxes being paid to this Commonwealth.
Jim Melward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.